The battle for former Prime Minister Kevin Rudd's Brisbane seat is intensifying. Both federal leaders will visit the inner city electorate of Griffith today, ahead of Saturday's by-election. The Prime Minister and the opposition leader have made several visits to the seat, a reflection of the importance of this context as a lead-in to next week's return of the federal parliament. Cathy Van Extel spent the day in the electorate.
Hi, folks. You probably recognise this face. That's right. It's me.
Former Prime Minister Kevin Rudd may be gone, but he's not forgotten in his former inner-city Brisbane seat of Griffith. Rudd impersonator Anthony Aykroyd is one of 11 candidates in this weekend's by-election, standing for the Bullet Train for Australia party.
Let's get our country back on track to an inspiring and exciting future.
Anthony Aykroyd, a.k.a. the Ruddster, lives more than 1,000 kilometres away from Brisbane. In total, during the campaign, he's spent, quote, an intensive 48 hours in Griffith.
But once elected, I'll be moving to Griffith and I'll be taking my place in the House of Reps, and I promise on the first day I will turn up dressed as Kevin Rudd, just to put the fear of God into both parties.
Trains are a bit of a feature in this by-election campaign. Hot local issues include the Cross River Rail project and coal dust from coal trains. And, as ever, the local train stations are popular with politicians targeting commuters.
Good morning. Hello. Hi, I'm Malcolm Turnbull.
Federal Minister Malcolm Turnbull was warmly received in yesterday's morning peak hour as he helped LNP candidate Bill Glasson campaign at Morningside Station. A string of federal ministers have been to Griffith. Prime Minister Tony Abbott will make his third visit today. Dr. Glasson welcomes the support, although he's keen to emphasise the by-election's not a test of the federal government's popularity.
There's always natural pushback against the incumbent government, don't get me wrong, because people sort of lean that way. But having said that, the Abbott government has really only been in power since September of last year. We had a Christmas break in the middle of it. So I think people want to give the government a chance.
The once safe Labor seat of Griffith is now marginal, held by the ALP with 3%. The party will be hoping history is on its side. The only time a government has gained a seat from an opposition was in 1920. Against this history, though, Bill Glasson, the ophthalmologist and former AMA national president, has a significantly higher profile than his Labor opponent. Dr. Glasson believes he's in with a good chance.
Look, it's going extraordinarily well, I'll be honest with you. We've got a lot of... There's a good feeling out there amongst the electorate. I think people are starting to engage now. I realise the job's tough, don't get me wrong.
Saturday will be the fifth election for Griffith voters since March 2012. Bill Glasson is encountering a lot of voter fatigue.
And that's why they really haven't engaged. And probably, to be honest with you, the people who are going to decide the fate of this election still haven't decided. That's my belief.
The result hinges on Bill Glasson's ability to build on his strong showing in the September federal poll. He managed to secure a 5.5% swing away from Kevin Rudd. Kevin Rudd retained the seat with preferences, and that's Dr. Glasson's challenge, to enhance his preference vote. That explains why he's appealing to Green voters to give him their second preference. In this campaign, the LNP spent more time on the ground in the traditional Green heartland of Griffith.
Hello, mate. I'm the Greens candidate in the election. How are you? You voting on Saturday?
In the bohemian suburb of West End, Greens candidate Jeff Ebbs is pressing the flesh on a busy street corner. He doesn't believe the vote is as close as many are predicting.
My sense from talking to people is that there's a big swing against the coalition. My feeling from the ground is very much that people are angry with the government and are going to vote against it. The challenge for Bill Glasson is that because so many people are angry with the government, he needs people who are considering going green to maintain their vote for the Conservatives ahead of the ALP.
On Saturday, the Greens are hoping to restore their vote in Griffith after suffering a 5% swing away from them at the federal election. Jeff Ebbs has been door-knocking in the eastern part of the electorate, home to the seat's swinging voters.
There's a ridge that runs from Cooperoo along to Carindale that's had a lot of swinging voters. They went for Rudd in 2007 and they haven't necessarily swung all the way back.
Did you find that they were decided or were they still making up their minds?
I know a lot of them are still making up their minds.
It's the start of another school day for students at Dutton Park Primary. Labor's Terry Butler is greeting parents and their kids at the school gate. For a grade one student, it's an early lesson in democracy.
Hello, this is Archie. And he has been asking questions about the government.
Hello. Terry Butler is a 36-year-old mother of two young children and an industrial lawyer married to a state AWU official. While Bill Glasson's been vulnerable to attacks over the coalition's plans for Medicare, she's had to fend off attacks about her union ties. Terry Butler is also describing it as a tight contest.
Oh, it's going so well. We've got so many people out today on the streets, really positive feel from people on the phones, on the street corners, on the doorsteps. I'm really amazed by all the support we're getting, actually.
How confident are you that you'll be able to retain this seat for, or win this seat for Labor?
It's very tight. It will be definitely a very close contest, I think.
Like her LNP opponent, Terry Butler's also received strong federal campaign support. Today, opposition leader Bill Shorten will again join her on the hustings. Labor's keen to frame the by-election as a test of the Abbott government.
People are taking this by-election very seriously because everyone knows it's the first opportunity at the ballot box for people to express a view about the first few months of the Abbott government.
As for the former member for Griffith, 1K Rudd is also here to help.
He's been such a supportive person. I spoke to him last night, actually. He's been so helpful, always on the end of the phone to provide advice and support. He's been out on the campaign trail with me. I've got to say, you couldn't ask for a better former member than Kevin Rudd.
Are voters raising him as an issue?
Journalists are, but not so much voters.
Certainly some of the other candidates are, especially the Ruddster.
People just love the character that I do, and it's kind of become half Kevin Rudd and half Anthony. But in terms of the character ending, there's talk now of a musical, Rudd the Musical, and also a Tonight Show, Kevin Tonight. So the character has become a kind of life force unto itself.
Kevin Tonight, that's Kevin Rudd impersonator and a candidate in the Griffith by-election this Saturday, Anthony Aykroyd, ending that report by Cathy Van Extel. And Anthony Aykroyd is representing the Bullet Train for Australia party, just one of the 11 names on the ballot paper for Saturday.